So do you know that swimming lesson attendances drop off by about 20% during the colder seasons, despite the fact that winter drownings occur for about 21% of drownings annually? Joining us to have a chat about it is a regular contributor to our show, the one and only Laurie Lawrence, founder of Kids Alive. Laurie, how are we doing, mate?
Yeah, good, mate. Good. Thanks very much.
Mate, when you were a youngster, you loved jumping in the water in the freezing cold conditions in the middle of winter, didn't you?
I hated it. I absolutely detested it.
So it's kind of understandable why you know, the swimming lessons drop off around this time of year, I guess.
Yeah, mate. That's why heated facilities are so important. And it's so important to keep that water just that little bit warmer in winter. It costs you a bit more money, but you don't lose clients.
Yeah.
So it's very important. And very important for young, skinny kids, and particularly those kids in the learn-to-swim industry because, mate, they are not as active swimming laps up and down, up and down, up and down, where kids can keep themselves nice and warm by swimming up and down. So, you know, it's an issue. It's a problem,
yeah.
And particularly for water safety.
Well, we know that it's important to be aware of the swimming lessons. Kids need, you know, I've spoken about this several times before. It's important to get those lessons from a really young age to make sure they're safe in the water, isn't it?
It's vital, mate. I was in the water just yesterday, and I'll be in either this afternoon or tomorrow with my granddaughter, Lulu, who's just 8.5 months of age. Now, she's been going since she came out of hospital, just getting water poured over a bath. In the bathtub, over the head in the bathtub. So they start at a young age, just maintain that natural affinity they've got with the water. And honestly, by the time they're 2.5, 3, they'll be happy to play in deep water. But you've got to keep it up, mate. As soon as you stop lessons with young kids, they go backwards, they forget, they lose the feel of the water, all those things.
Of course, if you're in southeast Queensland, it's a bit warmer this time of year, but here in the Hunter Valley, it does get freezing, and there is an alternative. Kids Alive Do the Five have come up with an online yoga program.
Well, we've got a different perspective. We can't, for those places that can't have swimming lessons,
yep.
We know swimming saves lives. We want water safety front of mind. So water safety sets things as since the pool, shut the gate, which is what we're to swim between the flags. Don't go near tubs where animals drink on farms.
Yep.
All the different things like that. Stay out of water tanks. All the places where kids drown. So we're pushing that water safety message, that supervision message to grandparents and parents. So, and we do this via a series of books we've got on home, pool, beach and farm safety. And we give it to the yoga people. Now, the yoga people, they're partners, and they've got groups of 4, 5-year-olds, 3, 4, 5-year-olds all around Australia. So we said, produce some exercises, yoga exercises, that focus on water safety in these books. And so that's what they've done, mate. They've gone to the books, they've read the books, they utilise the books at their yoga sessions, the water safety books at their yoga sessions, and they do yoga poses that emphasise and highlight water safety.
Laurie, so, have you had a go at the yoga yourself?
Mate, I'm on the floor at the moment. I'm stretching pretty desperately.
Doing the downward dog, I believe they call it.
Mate, I can do anything.
Oh dear, oh dear. Now, Laurie, if anyone wants to find out any more information, where do you recommend they go?
Mate, the best place is our website, kidsalive.com.au. You've got books, animated cartoons, songs, dances, all sorts of things on water safety that'll keep the kids entertained for hours. It's a great site, kidsalive.com.au.
That's the way. Laurie Lawrence, I'll let you get back to the yoga mat, and thank you as always for keeping the message up regarding water safety here in Australia.
Thanks, mate. I'm stretching now.